poll question. Name something you absolutely would not do.
Call now, 318-484-2500 or toll free, 877-464-2500. The Wade Hampton Show.
Let me give you 15 minutes to think about it as we take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll be back with much more of the music that matters and the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join him as he preaches and teaches the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
We're going to try to pick up where we left off. And we left off on a small clause in verse 5. But prayer. You can stop right there. But prayer. That's where we stopped at, I do believe. If I have some folk who can remember, but prayer. You may be seated. Amen. What else can I say? But prayer. But prayer has kept me. What about you? But prayer has led me. Prayer has fed me. Prayer became a doctor to me. Prayer has become a friend to me. But prayer. As I opened up and I said to you on the other day, if your opposition is not great, then your purpose is minor. If you don't have a great opposition against you, then your purpose is really small. The greater the opposition, the greater your purpose. The smaller the opposition, the smaller your purpose. Anybody have a great opposition? God's people, we have always had a great opposition. From Genesis to Revelation, the opposition has been great. Even in our communities, our opposition is still great. Reverend Gillery, as I told you coming on the thruway on yesterday, police cars lined up as you get into Lafayette. One young man kills another young man, broad daylight, 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm saying, what can two jokers be fighting about at 9 o'clock in the morning? I looked at Michael. Michael looked at me and said, Dad, he said, I see them. They have a lot of markers on the ground or shell casings. So we come back to find out one Joker get mad with another Joker. They go to fighting. And then one pulls out a gun and kills the other at 9 in the morning. We'd rather shoot than vote. Black America, we off the chain. If your life is not in danger, don't go playing with guns. We live with great opposition. Young folk, we need to learn how to channel our anger. And old folk, we need to be examples. It ain't nothing like an old fool mixing up with young fools. Then you have a bucket full of fools. This is totally crazy. But if the opposition isn't great, then your purpose is mine. What are you trying to tell me, Reverend? I'm telling you that God has something for each one of us in here. But we're going to have opposition in getting to the mountaintop. You're going to have opposition get into the next sector on your job. There's gonna be some who not gonna want you to even get a raise. There will be opposition. But your purpose ought to be so great until you realize why you have opposition. Because you know God is leading you to a greater and better place. You know that God is getting ready to bless you in a great way. So when opposition comes, you automatically already know that God has something from me. And Satan is trying to stop me from receiving what God has just for me. Well, there's a blessing with your name on it. And the thing about it with your name on it, I can't take it. And if I would take it, I can't use it because it's not my blessing. What God has for you, it is for you. No need of being jealous about what God is doing for you. For what he has for you is just for you. Amen. All I have to do is just hang in the game.
That's it.
My blessings are on the way equally as well. Yes. Have someone been jealous of you? because of what God has done for you. You didn't do it for yourself. God did it. He blessed you. So what we ought to do is be praising God and thanking him for blessing you. As I say all the time, it only means that blessings are in the neighborhood. Because when he blesses you, that means mine is just around the corner. So I'm going to praise while you getting your blessings. Because my blessings are on the way. Opposition. The Bible is full of opposition. For when you open the text from Genesis to Revelation, you'll find that God has an opposition, and Satan has been in opposition toward God. And there have always been some struggles and some strifes and some fights and some fallouts. It got so bad until God had to evict Satan. Matter of fact, let me just rewind the tape. It got so bad until that was a war in heaven. Yes. Some Bible readers in here. It got so bad until it was a war in heaven. In the most peacefulest place you can ever imagine, your mind could ever come and think of peace. You cannot think of anything more peaceful than heaven. Your mind don't even have the ability to dream of a more peaceful place than heaven. And that was a war. Come go with me. I got Bible reading here, don't I? And that was a war in the most peacefulest place you could ever imagine. And there was an eviction notice handed out to Satan and all of his imps. And they had to be cast out, removed, kicked out. So you telling me, you being a Christian,
all right now,
you won't have opposition? You telling me that you believe in, you don't have no opposition? I'm too blessed to be stressed. I got some. I got a few. Yes. But in the most peacefulest place, opposition shows up. In the book of Job is older than Genesis, but even when the sons of God was presenting themselves to God, opposition showed up. When the cherubim and the seraphim angels were presenting themselves to God, and opposition showed up. Watch closely. They're presenting themselves to God and Satan. That's opposition, y'all. So don't think that your life is so holy. I know you got some Bible characters around here. You think that opposition...
listening to the radio broadcast with Pastor Michael H. Barnes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us.